This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, I think Kellen is very detailed in everything that he does. Very smart. Has a great, you know, played at a very high level. Has done this at a very high level, so can relate to the players and that aspect. Puts the guys in good positions to succeed. Can lead men. Is a good leader of men. As I get to sit here and watch him, you know, install the offense. You know, just you can see that, and you can say, man, he'd be great in front of the team. You know, he's in front of the offense right now, but man, he'd be great in front of the entire team, inspiring the team, getting his message across to the team, coaching football to the team. You know, coaching the ins and outs of football.
Gonna miss him. It's a big deal. He's leaving.
Not that big a deal.
Don't you feel the emotion with Kellen Moore leaving?
Who do you think needed who more? Kellen Moore needed Jalen Moore, or Jalen needed Kellen Moore?
That's a good question.
I think Kellen needed Jalen Moore, to be honest. If I'm looking at it, because...
Well, Jalen was more secure.
Well, this was Kellen's bounce back. Now, granted, there was a lot of people injured in San Diego when he was there.
Including Herbert, had a bad finger.
Yeah, he was injured, but still, nobody cares about all that. Nobody cares about the labor pain. Show me the baby. And he didn't deliver.
So Jalen did, like, the performance the last 2 weeks into the whole thing is why Kellen Moore's a head coach, right? Right? Jalen and Saquon and all these guys, that they helped Kellen Moore become a head coach. I mean, you're right about Hugh. You're right. He kind of, the Eagles helped elevate Kellen Moore, right, to head coach status because he had been close. He had been interviewing, all that kind of stuff. But Kellen Moore also helped them. I mean, I think I'm with you that he needed them more. But now we're back on the roulette game of let's hope we get a good offensive coordinator. Let's hope Kevin Petullo, who's been here for 4 years, the only time we hear his name is when Sirianni just drops him into a press conference for no reason.
Well, that's probably, they were probably greasing that those kids.
Remember those every Tuesday?
Like, yeah, he's good. Like, because that probably was the case.
They probably knew.
And then you have to think that at some point that probably gives the reins back to Coach Sirianni a little bit.
Well, he's the common denominator.
Yeah.
In terms of how the offense went, sure.
Yeah.
And especially if it's a guy that's been under him, like Petullo, for a long time. Look, I don't think this is going to kill the Eagles. And I still think they're going to have a great chance to repeat. I mean, look, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. That bakes in that Kellen Moore is not here. I mean, that's obviously true. I just think it's a big deal because, I mean, like, maybe I'm being simplistic about it, but the last two games of the season, the biggest games, they scored 95 points, and Lane Johnson called him a genius. Like, if you told me that before the season and you say, Joe, is it a big deal if you lose that guy? I'd say, yeah.
And I will say this, because we tend to, you know, get out over our skis a lot of times. He was the same guy who, like, weeks before that, we were wondering, like, what the hell was he calling that Jalen's holding the ball as long as he's holding it? There was a perfect storm, man. So
well,
I think we can't forget the bad, because I remember being in games where his offense looked like, what the hell are you doing? Maybe that was a quarterback. Maybe that was the coach, but still.
Well, then that brings you to how much of the good or bad was him, and how much was it just Jalen? Right? Like, when Jalen plays well, Kellen Moore's smart. When Jalen doesn't play well, Kellen Moore's a dummy. I mean, I don't know the answer till we see now him next year without Kellen.
Just when I think of a big deal loss of a coordinator, I'm thinking of Ben Johnson leaving the Lions. Like, Ben Johnson was the reason that that offense looked great, and in turn, the reason why the offense had as good of a season as they did. Like, when you think about this Eagles team, you think about Saquon Barkley, and you think about Vic Fangio and the defense.
I agree with you. Now, let me give you and you mentioned this from a couple years ago. I don't know if many people here thought Jonathan Gannon was a genius. But part
he wasn't.
But part of the reason that the defense was so bad the next year, what was it because Jonathan Gannon wasn't here, or they didn't adequately replace Jonathan Gannon? That's also part
of it. Because Desai sucked.
Well, right. But and like I hope the Eagles make a good hire here, and maybe who they have internally is going to be good. But this is part of the reality when you win the Super Bowl. They're behind the hiring cycle now. They're probably going to have to stay internal. And last time they did this, it didn't work out great. 215-592-9494. Is Kellen Moore leaving a big deal? And your favorite moment, memory, speech from the Super Bowl parade on Friday.
There is also the thought that they learned from their last mistake.
Yep.
And, you know, who knows what the real reason was that they elevated Brian Johnson. Was it because they thought of his relationship with Jalen Hurts would
help?
Yeah. And, like, maybe now all of a sudden they're like, well, you know, we learned from that. Let's maybe try and get somebody. Maybe Kevin Petullo's like a completely different type of offensive guy, and he has all these new ideas, and they look at him as sort of like a fresh set of eyes instead of somebody who's going to keep that sort of continuity. Like, we don't know that about Kevin Petullo, and the Eagles are good at learning from their mistakes.
Well, let's throw this out there before we go back to the phones and give you a second clue for Hughes Clues. Do we want them to keep the offense the same, or do we want them to change it up a little bit? Before you say any names, Hugh, just the concept.
Meshing concepts.
Well, remember that whole thing? Like, if you could have your way, would you want to keep it exactly the same and plug and play because it worked out so well at the end? Or would you like to introduce some new stuff because that impacts who they might hire?
I think I would like some innovative ideas. Not change too much, because I think when you tell people that or you say that, people don't really – I don't think they have an idea of what that entails, because when you say change some things, I'm thinking, long talking a little bit, I'm thinking that normally you don't want to be the same team that you were. You want to kind of tweak some things. You might want to get more of a passing attack involved. You might want to be a little bit more balanced offensively. But the run game is going to be your bread and butter. I think that when you bring offensive coordinator in here, he's going to have to color within the lines a little bit.
Because it works, what they're doing.
But I think that with the addition of new individuals, because you're probably going to go out and get another slot receiver. I would say, you know, given on what potentially is going to happen with Kenny Gainwell, you might want to go get another back. And we talked about that a little bit. You might want to spell Saquon a little bit. Maybe you want to put a two-back system in that kind of takes a little bit of pressure because he is 28 years old.
And he's coming off 400-something rushes.
Yeah, he's rushed the ball a lot, so – they're going to be, just because of your personnel, they're going to be things that are going to evolve naturally.
Yeah, like last year was easier. The offense wasn't good enough. Of course we want to change it, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's get new ideas. This time they're coming off of winning the Super Bowl, and they got better as it went along in the postseason. I think there's going to be a natural, like, hey, let's not mess this up too much. We finally figured it out.
So I guess this is going to sound weird coming off the fact that they did just win the Super Bowl, but when we say, like, don't change from what worked – there was a point this season where the wide receiver said, what's wrong with the offense is the passing.
Of course, they almost lost the Panthers.
And a lot of us said, well, you know, he could only obviously be talking about the quarterback. But Kellen Moore played a huge part in that, too. Like, it's not just Jalen Hurts. That was obviously some of a Kellen Moore issue.
It probably was. I mean, he was the play call on that team. Right? So, yeah, he wears
all of
it.
There are things that need to be changed, is what I'm saying.
It was a little bit of
deep. But if you change too much, then you have to get good at that. You know what I mean? Like, they've got good at something. Whatever they did this year, it worked. It was mistake-free. It was running the football. And then by the end, it seemed like Jalen found the balance between not turning it over and taking shots. Like, it took them a while to find that.
I guess what I don't buy, at least in terms of the NFL, is the whole saying, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're supposed to be ahead of that.
You are.
So, like, the whole problem in 2023, and we said this a lot, was like, you know, we're getting the counterpunch now, and we didn't see it coming. Like, we need to counter the counterpunch. Like, maybe you need to be ahead of that. and throw a different look out there before that catches up to you.
Yeah, and that might be what they try to do with this hire. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Oh, we get a second clue.
For Hugh's clues.
For these bomb clues I've been giving all day.
What do you got?
I just need to catch up.
Well, you only gave one so far.
This president was quoted at the Eagles parade.
Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting.
That should be a no-brainer right there.
There's a little theme. It fits with the theme. All right, so president before the year 2000, and this president was quoted during the parade. Mike in Swedesboro is up here on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
All right, we'll get back to Mike in a second.
My moment was too big.
You didn't put him on.
I did. It just didn't go.
Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You got it, Mike.
Right out the gate.
Let's go. Man. You must have listened to Lane Johnson's speech, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. I couldn't get into the city. I'm in Swedesboro, so I tried to get in on 13th and Rentner, my brother's house, the night before, but I was not paying for that parking garage across the street from the hospital, man.
I'm sure. Yeah, Mike,
that sounded like that banana.
It was wild in here. So I came in early on Friday just to make sure I could get over there by the time we had to get on for our show. But I walked back near where our studio is. It took me like an hour just to get to the highway, and it's like, it's like a tenth of a mile from the building. Like, it was wild in the city Friday.
I can't imagine, man. Like I said, I was there for the first one, a lot younger, a lot rowdier then. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, this one I kind of had to sit out just with work and and whatnot. But yeah, man, to get to your point though, like, yeah, I'm kind of nervous that we're dealing with another coordinator again. And the only reason I'm really nervous about it is just because of the inconsistency. It's like, Jalen looks really good with certain coordinators, and he looks not that great. So, who they're going to bring in next, I would love to bring them to promote within. I have a feeling that Kellen's going to kind of get a stranglehold on Kevin and maybe bring him in, offensive coordinator. I'm with you, Frank would be awesome. Dark horse, and it's never going to happen, but imagine if we could get Nick Saban to agree to be our offensive coordinator and coach Jalen again.
Would Jalen like that?
Well, I mean, he respects
him. Yeah, he does, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he respects the man, so it's like, it's never going to happen, but just like,
so Nick Saban take a pay cut to be an offense coordinator? Because that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. He leaves college game day. I mean,
He's taking a massive pay cut.
He's got the fight in him again. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't shock me if Saban wanted to get back into coaching at some point.
And take a pay cut?
Bill Belichick just did. Belichick went from TV.
Exactly.
Bill Belichick probably
to be fair, Saban's background is defense. He was a defensive guy. But obviously, he coached Jalen, and he worked with him a lot. I mean, anytime you bring in smart people, I'm good with it. Mike, we appreciate the phone call, and congratulations on winning the four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 26th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, visit acboatshow.com. I don't know. You're going to get complaints on your clues today? I mean, someone got it pretty early here, Hugh.
No, I'm not complaining. I made it easy for him. That's why I said it like that.
Just feeling generous today? Trying to give away a prize?
Yeah,
give away that four-pack of tickets?
Feel a little generous today.
All right. So you mentioned this earlier, the idea of Jalen and how much input he gets on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the times in Jalen's career, isn't this the moment where he could ask and they could consider giving him input on the coordinator? Like, isn't he at his highest peak of his
status?
Yeah,
he's a champion. He's a champion. Yeah, he should be able to have that ability to ask, I would think.
No, but he did say, and we played it earlier, that it's out of his jurisdiction.
But it's probably because he's a police officer now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but maybe he's not going to ask because of what happened 2 years ago with the whole Brian Johnson thing.
No, he's probably in that meeting. I would venture to think that Jalen would want to be a part of that. Like, yo, what y'all doing? What y'all thinking? You know, he might not have the input, but he. He gets a leg up on what are you thinking, what conceptually, what we could potentially do, what are you thinking about as far as this defense evolving, stuff like that. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I think he should. I mean, especially because moving forward, he has to learn the new offense. It's on him more than anybody else to figure it out, and that's why this year, I know they won the Super Bowl, and that's we remember the end and how great it was at the end. Hugh, those first 4 or 5 weeks were really choppy.
It was a growing pain. Yeah. No question about it.
Well, it was to the point where we were wondering if they were going to be able to fix it. That's how choppy the first 4 weeks were, and that's why I go to this whole thing with Kellen Moore. It turned out really well. If I could have kept him, I would have kept him. Obviously, he wanted to be a head coach. He took the head coaching job. Boom, he's the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. But it feels to me like it is a big deal. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. All right, let's check in on the Twitter poll here. Losing Kellen Moore is a big deal or no big deal? A big deal, 53%. No big deal at 47%. This is pretty split. I do wonder what the reaction is going to be when they hire someone. You know, in terms of my guess, Hugh, is they're going to stay in-house. Like, if you ask me a guess right now, I would say it's not going to be someone outside the building. They're going to end up keeping who they have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess. Now, if they don't and they go with someone else, then we'll kind of jump into that guy. You've brought up Frank Reich a couple times.
Yeah.
You're in on the Frank Reich idea?
I think so. I mean, you know, a guy that was here when Jalen first got here, you know, probably has been humbled a little bit of humbling. But it's somebody you're familiar with. And I think that's important because now we're in a position where, you know, Jalen talks about consistency. Well, it's not consistent, but it's someone you're familiar with, familiarity. You know, guy that came in when you first were drafted, well, was here when you were first drafted. And so you get to see, or he gets to see the evolution of you. And you could probably sit down and y'all could bounce a bunch of ideas off each other.
Yeah, well, there's a connection there between Sirianni and Reich that makes it make a lot of sense. Although his offenses haven't been good for a while. I mean, I haven't been impressed with a Frank Reich offense probably since Nick Foles was the quarterback of Eagles.
And you, to be fair to Frank, probably personnel had something to do with that.
Sure.
You know, the lack of personnel, the fact that people were hurt.
And he hasn't had a team like this. I get that.
Yeah, this is a stacked roster, man.
Well, you would think almost anyone that comes in here, it should be good. I mean, like, they should score a lot of points.
It ain't a whole lot you got to do. You just got to, you know, keep your guys healthy and you know, evolve a little bit. Evolve in some of your philosophies as far as your play calling and whatnot. Yeah, I think it should be fine.
Let's go to Doug in Ottsville. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Let me just get you off speaker. Sorry, man.
You got it, Doug. All right, what are we thinking today?
I'm thinking it doesn't matter who we bring in. I mean, Joe, you just said with this amount of talent, anybody's going to be good.
Well, they should. But, Doug, Brian Johnson was here a year ago, and they were not a very good offense.
Well, I think it's funny that you keep saying that Jalen's got to prove it going forward. Well, he's beaten Patrick Mahomes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's played above his level with three different coordinators.
I don't think I said he has to prove it. I think he's proven a lot so far, but he's going to have to learn a new offense.
We'll see how he does under a new offense.
Well, but Doug, wouldn't you agree with, like, just let's look at the last 3 years. He did great with Steichen. He did not as good with Brian Johnson. He did very good again, especially towards the end with Moore. So, like, how do I know what next year is?
Well, nobody knows what next year is, Joe. All I'm saying is we keep questioning, why did Jalen do so bad? Well, A, he had a terrible offensive coordinator, we're assuming, and the defense was so bad that he had to play hero ball, right?
I mean, right, but that's you're making my point. If the offensive coordinator isn't good, like let me say it this way. Jalen has not shown to be yet offensive coordinator proof.
Didn't you just say that we have enough talent that anybody come in here should be good?
Should. But that doesn't mean they will. Like, if Jalen Hurts had the same year 3 years in a row, I don't even think this is a discussion. Because then he and the offense is offensive coordinator proof. Don't we have the proof that that's the opposite? It's been dependent on the coordinator a little bit.
How has Jalen played against the Chiefs 3 years in a row with three different coordinators?
Right, but the NFL season isn't the Chiefs. That's one game in February. Like they have to play 17 to just get there.
Gotten to the point that it is us against the Chiefs.
Well, I don't agree with that.
I think it used to be everybody against Brady. Everybody's got to beat Patrick Mahomes, or unless we've gotten to the point where everybody has to try and beat us.
Right, but Doug, they got to play 17. They got to play 20 games next year to get to potentially the Chiefs again. Doug, like, that's a lot.
We all know this, but you're starting to sound like a little bit happier dad version of Mad Mike.
I don't understand. They just lost their – hold on a second. Doug.
That's crazy.
Doug, they just scored 95 points in the two biggest games of their lives, and they lost the guy calling those plays, and I'm supposed to say, whatever.
Well, I think – well, you just said we should be okay as long as we keep all those players who
right, but Doug,
players.
2 years ago, everyone said the same thing. Like, Brian Johnson's known him since he was 4 years old. They got all these good players, and then they stunk in the postseason the next year.
I don't know why you want to worry about something that you have no control over.
I'm not mad. I'm nervous. I'm not mad at anything. I expect, of course, Kellen Moore's going to take the job. Like, I'm not mad at him.
Just enjoy what we just been through. Stop being nervous.
Yep. Okay, Doug. I want to win again, though. Don't you want to win again?
As long as we keep Jalen and Nick and Saquon, Dallas, the offensive line, this defense, Vic Fangio, I think we got a pretty damn good job chance of winning.
I agree. Well, Doug, I agree with you on that, and there's a reason they're the favorites. What's that?
Why are you nervous?
Because they just lost their coordinator. It's just a reality of the NFL.
You keep saying
who is favored to win the Super Bowl?
The Eagles. The Eagles are, Doug. But don't you see the fine line between good and great? Like, don't you feel that?
Joe, we don't know. I mean, if Jalen gets hurt next year, we're screwed. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is.
Well, of course. But, like, what's the point of having a discussion if you say, well, he gets hurt? Well, okay, then what?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, I think we are in the upper echelon, and unless something drastically goes wrong, and I don't think it will, we're still going to be there.
I agree, but I think you're missing the point, Doug, and that's okay. There's a fine line between good and great. We just did this 2 years ago.
There's a line between love and
hate. Didn't we just literally do this 2 years ago? I feel like we're repeating the same conversation when Steichen left. Ah! No big deal.
Because we're in the honeymoon stage of this thing.
Yeah,
you're already talking divorce.
No, I'm not talking divorce.
I let it go
last week. Kellen Moore left. He had a press conference down in New Orleans, and all we did is drink and celebrate for 5 days. Now he's gone, and I'm trying to figure things out.
You ain't been married that long. You already trying to incorporate other people into the relationship already.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it. It was ambiguity.
What was the context of that? How did you get to that word?
I forgot. But it was poignant. It got the people going. It got people.
That was very poignant. Yeah.
It got people talking.
There is, well, that it did.
I need to go viral.
Oh, is that the goal? He was trying to go viral. That wasn't what I was thinking as you were trying to get that word out. No. He's going to go viral here.
Well, that's a viral moment right there, bud. No, that was definitely not a viral.
How far he's fallen from being in Limitless to now just doing whatever he can.
Hey, I'm doing stuff for likes and clicks.
That's how you know you're not really
engagement
an actor
farming
anymore.
On the midday show.
Any update on the acting career?
Oh, you know what? I kind of put it on. Like, I've gotten calls now. Like, I've reached out to some of my Hollywood friends. And
calls
the biggest
about what?
Thing, and the biggest thing that's held me back is my job. I told him I don't want to miss any work, so that's it.
Yeah. We already said you had vacation time.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
Yeah, that seems to me like the calls really aren't flowing in.
They are flowing. Like wait a minute. Hello, wait a minute. Yeah, call me back. I'm at work right now. They call him all the time.
Well, after we were playing his line in Limitless, but one of the most key lines of the entire movie, how could the calls not be lining up?
I would love to have someone in the audience that is Math involved in Hollywood.
Man, I've been getting calls. I just, you know what I'm saying? I've been busy.
Yeah.
It don't fit.
If you actually are an agent or involved in Hollywood and you're listening, please let us know what you think of Hugh's acting, because
acting is awesome.
Well, that's great, but that doesn't mean you're an A-list actor. I mean,
Hey, you heard that line. Yeah. I killed it.
No, you did.
Sorry, partner.
And that's why you're here with us. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your calls on this with Kellen Moore. I think the loss is a big deal. I don't think the Eagles are going to go in the tank. Like, relax, but it's a big deal. In the line and the, you know, that gap between good and great, it's a loss. And I think it's a big one. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? But suddenly, on the other side, we also have something else to talk about here. The Phillies, they're starting spring training. They're in Clearwater. Devin's going to join us. Yep, they're back. Devin's going to join us at 1. And we'll get her take of what she's seen down there. And we'll talk about, on the other side, one of the biggest changes, potentially, for the season coming up. The Phillies keep hitting that. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clash to the tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Look, there's a lot of good bets out there. I think Michigan can make a run. Maryland can make a run. St. John's, all teams with interesting odds. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, there's no better time. The app, easy to use. When you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 90.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.